Ivan Gorod Fortress in the beginning of December 1920 through the eyes of writer Yaroslav Hašek, food supplies store. Among a few household buildings in the fortress that survived to this day, the most interesting is the building of food supply store or warehouse. It was built in 1778 near the southwestern curtain of the wall with a large boyar city. Initially there was a bread store and the military clothing warehouse in this building. In the end of the 19th century, the building was reconstructed and fitted for barracks. In 1919 to 1920, the barracks in the Ivan Gorod Fortress accommodated the Russian Northwestern Army under Commander Yudinch, and in 1920, it accommodated the detention camp for people leaving Russia and the office of the International Red Cross. The famous Czech writer Yaroslav Hašek was in Ivan Gorod among the returnees from Soviet Russia in December 1920. He wrote a story called "And He Shook Off the Dust from His Shoes," about this episode in his life, which can serve as an interesting historical source of information about the life and household activities of Ivan Gorod Fortress in those brutal years. In his story, Hašek calls Ivan Gorod Narva Fortress, the thing that is in those times Narva and Ivan Gorod were one single city. The detention camp and the office of the International Red Cross are located inside the spacious ancient Narva Fortress, which was built by German crusaders, who used to devastate the Baltic territories with fire and sword. Now they are devastated by British trading companies, delivering unusable cannons, porcelain bowls for hen houses, electric water heaters, and sports equipment, which are of high importance, of course, since the Estonians have nothing to eat. Narva Fortress is a perfect wreck. Was destroyed by the Swedes several times, driving the German knights out of Narva. Then Peter the Great turned it into ruins, driving out the Swedes. In the Civil War, the fortress walls saw the hand grenades of the White Army and the Red Army. Now the destruction is completed by the International Red Cross, which constructed WC signs without any sign of a sewer system for former war prisoners returning from Russia right in the middle of ancient Knights Hall. Pickaxes of the Red Cross turned fortress walls into various warehouses, in which God forbid inspection to come along. Entrepreneurial speculating local citizens have completed numerous breaches on local walls, in which they come inside with stinky sausages. There is dirt everywhere. It feels like we are in a besieged fortress in ancient times when the enemy used to throw bowls of sewage for disposal down the fortress walls. And it looks as if bowl fragments have been cleared off in order not to cut someone's shoe in them, but their contents are all over the place. The same lovely view can be enjoyed in the building on the former Russian barracks, where returnees from Russia are accommodated. Dirty plank beds, smoky stoves, and the heavy smell of kidney bean soup. Yaroslav Hašek stayed in the detention camp in Ivan Gorod Fortress for several days, and then continued his journey across the Narva Bridge, then to Rival, and then from Rival to his homeland, the Czech Republic.